We are up to Simon Tuf Reish, and we'll be doing that as well as Tuf Reish Aleph. Beitz Shanol to be on the Varishan, Vichay Masha Nitzot Bo, Mash Vichay Masha Nitlash Bo, Osir Besheni. Generally speaking, when there are 2 days of Yontif, the halacha is, if something came about, it was born, it was detached on the first day of Yontif, it's mutter on the second. The reason? Because we're doing the 2 days misafik. If the first day is Yontif, so the second day is chol, there's no problem. If the first day was chol, then chol is allowed to be mechin for Yontif, and it's not called nolat. On Rosh Hashanah, it's not that way, because the 2 days are considered having one kedusha. Hagog Kfarnes Barliel, Siv Beis, Bekiddush Leil Sheni, Yilbash Beged Chodosh, the Rama says, or O Maniach Pri Chodosh, Vomer Shechiyanu, V'mein Motzi Chodosh, O Pri Chodosh, Im Kol Zeh Yomer Shechiyanu. Lechatchila, you should find some way to be mechayiv yourself in Shechiyanu for the second night of Kiddush, because we really claim that it's Kedusha Achas, it's one Kedusha, and there's no need for a second Shechiyanu. Yesterday's Shechiyanu was enough. However, there is still a tzad that there are 2 days, because every day is still a separate day. It is Yom Tov Sheni, and therefore you should mention it. You should say a Shechiyanu. As a result of that, you're better off wearing something new or eating something new, so the Shechiyanu will cover that. Now remember, this is only on Rosh Hashanah, because we have a suffix if it's Yom Arichta, if it's one big Kedusha, or if it's a regular Sveik of the Yom. On every other Yom Tov Sheni, where there's no Shaila of Yom Arichta, you don't need a new fruit or a new beged in order to say Shechiyanu. And if you don't have a Shechiyanu, even on Rosh Hashanah, you'd say it on both days. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that using a beged chadash would only apply if the beged chadash wasn't wearable at the time you bought it. Otherwise, you're supposed to make a bracha when you buy it, not when you wear it. The Shechiyanu that you're going to say on a new fruit should not be on new raisins that may not be full size. They may be too small. They may not even be sweet. That is boser. It doesn't get a Shechiyanu. And also, since they're often sour, it's part of the minig not to eat it on Rosh Hashanah. Also, there's an inyan for the grub brings down not to eat grapes altogether on Rosh Hashanah. Now, wine we do have, you need it for Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah holds that you're better off making Kiddush on wine, even if you have new grape juice that you can say a Shechiyanu on, and then afterwards make a Shechiyanu on the grape juice. Because wine is what we call Yain Yoshon, is a mitzvah min amufchar. Siv Gimel, Im Chol Yom Rishon B'Shabbos Om Shechiyanu B'Shofar B'Yom Sheni. The Mechaber Sheet is that you only make a bracha of Shechiyanu on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and Tkiyah Shofar, unless it falls on Shabbos, you say it on the second one. Whereas, the Rama says, our minig is that we say Shechiyanu twice. That we say Shechiyanu twice, once on the first day's tkiyas, once on the second, because you're not yotz on the second day with the first day's tkiyas. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that if, say, a city didn't have a shofar and it showed up on erev Shabbos after they were mekabel Shabbos but before night, the halacha is that they should blow without a bracha. They should not make a bracha of lishma kol shofar. And also, they should only blow a minimum, which is one tashrat, one tarat, and one tashat. Bein hashmoshes. So that was where they were makabel Shabbos early. Bein hashmoshes, one does not blow. Bein hashmoshes, not on Shabbos. So there, the halacha is, if it is bein hashmoshes of Yom Tov Rishon going into Yom Tov Sheni, one should definitely blow, but without a bracha, because you may be being yotz of the Doraisa. Whereas, for Yom Tov Sheni, so the halacha is you're not mechuyev to, but you could. Also, you can ask a non-Jew, ben hashmashes, of going into the second night to go and bring you a shofar. Tuf Reish Aleph. B'yom Sheni mispalim kamo Yom Rishon, v'korim, and the kriya is, v'lakim nisas avram, at sof sidra. The Akedah. Umaftir kore kamo esmo, umaftir b'yumiyo, komer Hashem otzachin b'midbar, ad havein yakali Ephraim, because of Zichronus. U'matzah Rosh Hashanah, mavdilin kamo v'matzah Shabbos, elo sheim evarchel ala psamim v'ala esh. And siv beiz, af beretz Yisrael, osim Rosh Hashanah beiz yamim, because there were times, even in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, if the Edom would only show up in the afternoon, so they would keep both days Rosh Hashanah. What happens if on the second day, by mistake, they lain Vashem Pakad Asara? So they should still lay in the Akedah afterwards. If they're on Maftir, let them lay in the whole the Akedah there. If they finish laying all together, they take out a Sefer Torah and they lay in the Akedah.